Hey, and welcome to the Meditations and Musings podcast. I'm Elena Lipson. I'm a mama, I'm a wife, and I'm the founder of the Divine Self-Care Circle membership and the Virtual Retreat Academy. I don't believe that you have to sacrifice your body, your health, or your family in order to create true abundance and prosperity. I believe in living based on the divine feminine metrics of success, and these include pleasure, play, ease, grace, and a slower pace. Each week, I'll bring you 1 to 2 new episodes. One of these will be a guided meditation that you don't have to do on the meditation pillow, and the other will be a conversation to help you access your inner wisdom, to ignite abundance, and inspire others to do the same. I invite you to join me on this journey back to the magic of a divinely aligned and well cared for you. And now, join me for today's episode. Welcome back to the Meditations and Musings podcast. This is your host, Elena Lipson, your self-care coach and your inner magical alignment mentor. So I actually had a different topic planned for today, but something's been happening over the last 48 hours, and my intuition tells me that you need to hear this. I posted a picture yesterday on, maybe it was yesterday, 48 hours ago, within 48 hours ago of the time that I'm recording this. And it's a picture of me with my hair, and I'll tell you why that's significant in a second. I have posted and shared about this journey particular to my hair before, but I've never really posted like a clear, non-filtered image before. And people in my life know that I've been doing this, and it's definitely been an interesting journey. But I posted it yesterday, and I shared what it meant to me to post a picture of my hair this way. And the response has been pretty amazing, actually, to the point where I'm going to be writing an article about this for an amazing magazine that I've written for before, but they're going to publish this topic as well. So we're in talks this week about that. And I've been invited on a podcast to talk about this as well. So I want to talk about why this hair thing is significant and what it means for you in terms of how you're showing up in your work, in your life, and why this particular, you know, post has gone, I believe, not viral. It's not like thousands of people are looking at it, but it's definitely getting 90% more interaction than other posts that I've posted. So what did I post? If you haven't seen it already, you can head over to Elena_Lipson on Instagram. And if we are friends on Facebook, then you'll see it there too. So what am I talking about? Well, about 18 months ago, I decided finally, after many years actually of thinking about it, it's not like it wasn't an overnight decision for sure, and I've gone back and forth about it over time, I decided to let my natural silver and gray hair grow out. So this was about, I was 42, 43 at the time. I'm 45 now. I guess I was 43, but I started thinking about it way back, like in my 30s. I actually tried to stop dying in my 30s and I just couldn't hack it. I couldn't do it. The social pressure got to me. I just couldn't reconcile going gray in my 30s. I just couldn't do it. And I didn't have any examples of it. So that was a huge thing. So what was the difference this time? Well, first of all, logistically, it became a massive headache. I have had silver hair, and silver hair is coming through since I was about 16. Now that I look back, I can see that it was when my parents got divorced. There was a lot of upheaval in my life, and the stress probably started the whole thing going. But my mom said she was gray pretty early as well, and so was my dad. So it's genetic for sure, though my sister barely has any, and she's older than I am. So for me, it's a genetic thing, plus maybe some life trauma, and poof, there you go, got silver hair. I only had a little bit back then, but I had it. It was there. And so I was coloring my hair since I was in my late teens, like consistently. And I've had different color hair. I've had streaks in my hair, but I've always covered the gray consistently. And of course, in my mid to late 30s, it really started coming in. So, you know, I would dye my hair and then within probably 3 to 4 weeks, it was showing again. So it became a real headache for me because I travel and I speak on stages. And when I could, when this whole pandemic wasn't happening, I record video, I do photo shoots. And it was very, you know, it was very difficult trying to time everything, especially if I was traveling at least once a quarter, which I was about 2.5 years back. Trying to schedule my hair color every time became a mess because it wasn't always in line with, like, if I had just gotten it colored, the silver might be showing a few weeks later, but then I have to travel again within a month. I'm not going to color it that soon because it's not good for my hair. So it just became this logistical, expensive, not even good for my hair and health nightmare, right? So of course there's toxins in hair dye and all of that, but we sort of forget about that in the vein of beauty. Right? We forget about a lot of those things. And I used to write and speak and be my business in the past about a decade ago was the Eco Diva, where I was reviewing eco-friendly products. I was very passionate about getting toxins out of our home, out of my makeup, out of any products that my son was using when he was little. And so I started on this whole journey of using organic natural products, but you really can't get away from it in hair and nail polish. It's another thing. It's very difficult to get totally 100% natural nail polish, which is basically not wearing nail polish. With hair, yes, there's henna, but henna, like, it's just one color and it wasn't cool. So I just kind of let myself have the hair dye, knowing that it wasn't really good for me. But you know what? Life is life, right? I made excuses, which is fine. Like, it's just one of those things. We can't be so diligent that we get stressed out. So I let myself use the best possible products and I paid more for it and the whole thing. And I loved my hair color, but again, it was really, really expensive and a headache to try to get it timed to when I was traveling. And it was a lot of money spent on my hair, which I'm worth it. It's all good, right? But at some point I thought, you know what? I need to really look within here and do the inner work that I help my clients do and see where the block is around this. And the really cool thing about that is as soon as I started thinking about it, I found on Instagram, I found a couple of accounts. One was called Grombre, Grombre, of all these other women around the world of all ages, from their teens to their 80s and everything in between, who were deciding to grow out their silvers. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not alone. This is amazing, right? Which is so important. This is why it's so important to share your story, because you never know who's listening and who's going to get inspired and who needs to know that you're not alone, right? We're not alone. And there was another account called Silver Sisters, and there's many others now. But as soon as I found those accounts, I think the wheels really were set in motion to me doing this, because whenever we make changes, and this is why I'm so passionate about growing and expanding and inviting you into my divine self-care circle, because when you're with other women who are on a mission to prioritize themselves, to be at the center of their wheel of life so that they can serve others, to amplify your joy, to do the things in life that are serving you first so you can serve others, you need to have others around you who are doing the same. So when this was happening with my hair journey and I saw all these other women doing it, I was very excited and I was really motivated to try it. And so when I went in for my final, well, actually there's a few steps that I'm missing in between. I think I could probably write a whole like series of articles about this, and I think I'm going to. I actually thought I was going to do what's called a shortcut, a silver shortcut, what I call a silver shortcut, which is you go to a stylist and you pay a lot of money, like $1,000 or more, could be thousands of dollars. It really could be. To basically strip your hair of color, to go as light as possible, and then dye it shades of silver. And it can take an entire day. You can do it over, you know, several appointments, like 4, 5, 6 appointments. But the problem is it can really kill your hair. I have fine hair, even though it's curly and has volume, it's really fine. So I wouldn't want it to break. So I was like, I don't think I can do that. But I made some appointments to go visit with a woman here locally who doesn't. It was like, I think it was going to be like, I don't know, $1,500 or something. And I'm like, oh, it's a lot of money, but it's my hair. What, and then the damage. And she couldn't promise me that my hair wasn't going to break off. So that was a problem. There is an amazing guy who does this in Irvine, California. Jack Martin, he helps people transition from growing out silver to full silver. And he just does it in an entire day. And it could cost up to like $5,000 or more, but they look incredible. I think he really knows how to do it in a way that the hair stays healthy and even looks better than before. But again, it's a lot of money. And I think for me, what I started realizing was that I started getting the sense that the journey of growing it out was part of the whole transition. Like, my husband kept telling me, like, you should just buzz it off and you'll be done. But I really don't want to buzz it off. I love my long hair. I mean, I could, right? But I'm just, it wasn't right for me. I know a lot of women do that and it's great. And who knows, maybe someday I will, but right now I wasn't into that. So basically I was walking around with my hair transitioning, which basically brought up all these things about age and social norms and beauty and fitting in and standing out and all these ways that we clutter our inner landscape with other people's ideas for our lives, right? You've heard me talk about, if you've been here for a minute, you've heard me talk about the false agreements of living by other people's opinions and priorities and expectations and approval and so on and so forth. So the interesting thing for me was, if I, receive validation and like comments of people loving it, it made me feel really good. But then I have a few people in my life who are like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? And that made me really question the whole thing. But actually it made me dig in deeper, because ultimately it's not their hair or their life or their journey, right? I choose what I choose for myself. So it really deepened my own journey of validating my own opinions and desires and standing in them really strongly. So I believe that if you're going to do something, especially if it's something that goes counterculture, I call it social rebellion, you have to own it. You can't walk in shaky. You have to own it. You have to just decide that you are navigating life by your inner GPS and you make the decision, right? So back to what I was saying at the beginning, I posted this picture, and I think the reason that it resonated so deeply was because I didn't post it and say, oh my God, look at this. It looks terrible. I'm so embarrassed, right? I actually said, I love it more and more every day. I'm claiming this. This is my journey and I'm standing in it, basically is what I said. And what happens when you claim something so powerfully is, yes, it will trigger some people. Generally, I don't attract that kind of energy, but it really, like, whoever saw it, it didn't have to mean they agreed with me, and it didn't have to mean that they were going to do it for themselves either. That's not the point of standing in your own power. The point is you have some version of that in your life where you're questioning yourself, you're doubting yourself, it's something you want to do. Some way that you want to prioritize your needs that you're not doing because you're worried about someone else's opinion or judgment or critical input, right? So whether it's stopping to color your hair, whether it's losing weight, starting a business, ending a relationship, starting a relationship, whatever it is, there's some judgment that you might be afraid of. And by seeing me do something that stands in direct opposition to social norm, might inspire you to start thinking about your desire in a different way. So this really ties back around into ways that you and I and a lot of women out there limit ourselves. How are you limiting yourself based on old rules about what's possible, about what's proper, about what's right, about what's acceptable, right? This place that I've created called the Divine Self-Care Circle and all the work that I do, it's really about coming home to yourself. It's about living life on your terms. But that doesn't happen overnight, because it takes time to start to unravel some of those old stories and clear that inner clutter. So who comes to the Divine Self-Care Circle? I think this is a question I get most often. Is it right for me? Am I going to fit in? And what I've found over the years, now we're in our sixth year, I have an acronym that describes whether you are ready to step inside the circle. And the acronym is HOME. I call it coming home to you. And HOME stands for H is, if you're finding yourself in a place with your health that you're not happy about, whether your health is compromised with autoimmune issues or hormone issues, or you've been given a diagnosis, or you're just in not in a state of wellness that you want to be, that's usually a really powerful trigger into starting to make changes in your life. And I'd love to be the one to help you do that, or help you with find resources to do that, or be motivating to you by showing you what I'm doing and what all the other women in the group are doing to balance and ground their health and wellness. The next letter is O, overwhelm. Overwhelm. Overwhelmed by all the things going on in the world, overwhelmed by all of your responsibilities, overwhelmed by feeling that it's too late for you or that you don't know enough to do the things you want to do. Overwhelm comes in many different forms. If you are feeling that overwhelm, one of the best gifts that you can give yourself is to be in circle with women who are going to cheer you on to release the things that don't work for you anymore, and to start to create new patterns, new beliefs, new ways of being that support you in being aligned to your personal life vision. The next part of the acronym of HOME is M, motherhood. For me, this was a huge trigger for me to start taking care of myself in new ways, not just my body in terms of going for walks every day, drinking water, but really taking care of my inside needs, clearing the inner clutter of my inner life, and really claiming my inner authority so that I can live life on my own terms, and creating those systems in my life that help to release the overwhelm, help to amplify my health, and to help me be the kind of mom that I really want to be to my son. And finally, E, this was kind of surprising, but really fun. I started attracting entrepreneurs who don't want to do business as usual, who don't want to be in hustle mode all the time, but really take on my idea of simplifying to amplify. Simplify your life and your processes and your business plans to the point where it feels joyful and it feels fun and it's profitable, and you still get to be the kind of mom you want to be. In fact, everything is attached together. There's no separation. You're not compartmentalizing your work and your family. They actually start to align really, really beautifully because you have really good boundaries, because you know how to make decisions, because you get the right support. So it became a really fun thing to see entrepreneurs or moms become entrepreneurs, because it's the best mix. Like, I want to be home. I want to have the freedom to be here for my family. So entrepreneurship allows me to do that. If I had to work at a job, which I did before my son was born, then you have to be there at a certain time and you have to take vacation when they tell you to, and on, right? Which I love my corporate jobs. I did. But the freedom was always missing for me. Although I always found ways to create freedom within the job, but that's not always going to be possible. So that is what I want for you. And this is really why I think the picture is getting that kind of reaction, because when you see a woman stand in their power, regardless of what it is, whether it's about making money, being the kind of mom you want to be, growing out your silver hair, standing up for something you believe in, it's very inspiring, right? So I'm personally inviting you to think about, how are you limiting yourself? What old rules about what's possible in your life are you still holding on to? The women in my circle go from living by other people's rules and people pleasing to navigating life on your own terms, to becoming the first and last decision point in your life. They go from conflict avoidance to having solid boundaries. They go from not knowing what they really want to having a clear, aligned personal life vision. They go from getting easily thrown off because of judgment and criticism to being fully intuitive and understanding that other people's stuff is about them. They go from asking for opinions and being scared of not being comfortable with the unknown to clearing inner blocks to wealth and health and relationships to a deep self-trust. They go from worrying about perfectionism and being stuck in procrastination loops to going into being in deep trust in the divine unfolding and being really comfortable with the unknown, right? That's a really important skill to have. They go from noisy mind and distraction and numbing behaviors to being at peace with themselves and really being able to recognize when they're in that distraction mode. Hell, that happens to me all the time, but those loops don't last very long because I can recognize when I'm avoiding or resisting something, and I don't resist the resistance. I actually lean into it, and I know how to pull out the beautiful diamond nuggets from inside and navigate through them. The women in my circle go from living in self-doubt, living in the past and future worry, to living mostly in the present. Because I'll tell you, the present moment is the portal to inspiration, ideas, connection. All kinds of magic happens when you find yourself present with yourself, with the people who you're in front of, and with your own ideas. Like, it never ceases to fail to surprise me, actually, in some ways, but also validate the fact that when I get really, really present with myself, and I have all kinds of practices to help you. In fact, when you step into the circle, you get access to all of my self-care courses, including the 66 sacred rituals, which are really powerful presencing practices for your mind, body, and soul. You also get access to my 21 days of self-care and my dream calendar experience. You get all the tools that you will need to help you to navigate life by your inner GPS. Okay, so that's where we went today. I wasn't exactly planning to go in all of those directions, but I thought it was really important to show you what can happen when you begin to claim your own unique, quirky, fun way of showing up in life and not just going with the flow of other people around you, because you have something really unique and I want to help you bring that out. The really cool thing about right now, this quarter, is I have a trial offer for the circle where you can actually just try it for a month for just $7. And then if you like it, you stay. You get to experience 2 live group calls. You get to try out all the content. You get to connect with me in the group, as well as the other amazing women from all around the world. The group is growing for sure. But the cool thing about this, and what everyone says who joins, is that it really is an intimate place. I know you, you know me. It's not like some program where you come in and you never get to see me. It's just like you and the computer. No, you will actually have conversations with me when you come to the group calls. That is why I love doing it. It's probably why I've kept doing it for so long, because it's not just a nameless, faceless bunch of people out there. Like, there's programs you can take from me that you'll never get to know me. That's fine. You can just do it self-study. But this is not self-study. This is where I get to know you and you get to know me, and I become someone in your corner who is always rooting and cheering for you. All right. If you have any questions, please feel free to find me on Instagram. Go check out that picture. Let me know what you think. It's Elena_Lipson. And of course, as always, I would love it if you could leave a review. It helps other people to find the episodes. There's this algorithm thing, right? When you leave a review, it pops it up higher on the list, all that good stuff. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you on the next episode of the Meditations and Musings podcast. And go take care of yourself and make you a priority in all the things you do. Thank you so much for listening and learning about the new divine self-care way of being in your life, business, and the bedroom based on the divine feminine metrics of success: pleasure, play, ease, grace, and a slower pace. If you're ready to bust the myth of overwhelm and tap into an inspired start to each day, I've put together a free video series for you to help you start each day with energy, inspiration, and ignite that inner pilot light which attracts joy, magic, and synchronicity. You can access my 3-step magic morning practice to help you ignite your inner light and attract the abundance that you're craving. Head on over to elenalipson.com/gift. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would so love if you share it with a friend, a sister, a mother, a daughter, and please leave a review. That is how the magic starts to ripple out. Here's wishing you a day full of beauty, magic, and divine self-care. I'll see you next time at the Meditations and Musings podcast.